I mean, sometimes the aims, or at least the outcomes of Holocaust education, are set extraordinarily high. One thinks back to when David Cameron was Prime Minister and the launch of the Holocaust Commission, which essentially said, I believe in the thing, that learning about the Holocaust will produce more empathetic citizens. Well, you know, that is an extraordinary claim, that somehow learning about the Holocaust will make us better people.
Welcome to the Confronting Controversial Past podcast series. This series arose from the Conflict and Identity Conference hosted at Lincoln College, Oxford in 2019. The conference and this series was organised by Natasha Robinson, Jason Todd, and myself, Heather Mann. It was made possible through generous contributions from the Grand Union Doctoral Training Partnership, the Oxford University Knowledge Exchange Seed Fund, Worcester College and Lincoln College. The development of these podcasts has been supported by the history. All nations have controversial histories, yet we contend leaving these histories unexplored can contribute to misunderstandings, divisions, and intolerances in contemporary societies. We have sought to offer in this series some insights by way of a conversation between a historian and history educators to consider the challenges of teaching this topic or theme of history, including historical and pedagogical approaches. In some ways, the Holocaust should not be considered to be a controversial history in the United Kingdom. It's a history that has benefited from decades of historical research and documentation that has provided a wealth of evidence, and that has formed the bedrock of Holocaust education. Intellectual historical debates are not yet resolved, including about how and why we should remember the Holocaust, but these add to the richness of the topic as a subject of historical investigation. Nevertheless, in the internet era, we have witnessed a growth of Holocaust distortion that fuels anti-Semitic prejudices and minimizes the magnitude of the suffering of the 1930s and 1940s. We are still learning about the German occupation of the Channel Island and experiences of victims of Nazi persecution there. The topic of British anti-Semitism in the 1930s is not yet fully addressed in classroom education. I'm really pleased that we are joined by Professor Tom Lawson, Pro Vice Chancellor at Northumbria University. He is a historian of the Holocaust and more recently of colonial genocides. He's author and editor of several books on these subjects, including an edited collection on Britain and the Holocaust. Tom will be joined by Corey Soper, a history teacher and now a teacher trainer at the University of College London Centre for Holocaust Education. He joined the centre in September 2019, building on his background in the teaching profession. In his work at the centre, Corey has offered resources such as The Struggle to Survive, Resilience and Resistance in the Warsaw Ghetto. As part of the Belsen 75 programme, Corey represented the centre by leading on a number of trips to Bergen-Belsen in partnership with the Holocaust Educational Trust. With their expertise on the specific question of hand, I'm pleased to kick off this discussion.